8:24 right now, 8:25 actually. Time for our community conversation brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center, fcmc.us.com. Joining me on the line this morning, I have Lisa Welter, our girlfriend from Chickasaw County Public Health Office. Lisa, thanks for joining me here this morning.
Thanks for letting me speak. Good morning.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're, of course, having you speak on behalf of the Eink family. And I know that you and Katie have been old friends for a while.
We have been. Go way back to when we worked at Comp Systems quite a few years ago.
Very good. And, of course, speaking on behalf of the family and, of course, young Brady there with an interesting story we'd like to share with the entire public here. Let's talk about Brady's story here on the Bull.
Definitely. So Brady has what's called metachromatic leukodystrophy, or sometimes it's called MLD for short. So what that is it degenerates the brain and the central nervous system. So he was born without any symptoms and developed typically. He was diagnosed in 2022 when he was 7 years old. Now he's in fourth grade, and he does go to school here in New Hampton. He goes every day, and he has the help of a one-on-one nurse. And I do have to say, these one-on-one nurses are amazing. He loves being in school. He loves being around friends. And since that time, his abilities have changed since he was diagnosed. So he can no longer walk, talk, or eat. There is no treatment available for Brady, so the symptoms will continue to progress. He receives excellent care at the University of Iowa to help manage his symptoms, and a huge shout out to Howard County Hospice for their amazing care. They've been amazing at supporting Brady and the whole family, and with this, they help keep him comfortable and get him what he needs.
Very good. We're speaking with Lisa Welter on behalf of the Eink family here, and especially young Brady here on 95.1 The Bull. Now, with that in mind, also, it's a good reminder to us that today, is a way to be aware of the condition as well. Right?
You are correct. So September is actually Leukodystrophy Awareness Month. So kind of to go into the history and what leukodystrophy is, it's a group of rare genetic disorders, with MLD, of course, being one of them. Leukodystrophy can onset at any age, with infantile being the most prevalent and adult being the most rare. So MLD likelihood is about 1 in 160,000 people. So kind of to try to explain it so that everybody understands it. So leukodystrophy is a disorder that affects the white matter, and sometimes we hear this called myelin, and that's in the brain and around the nerves in our body. The brain and the nerves work together to send messages to different parts of the body. The white matter around the nerves and the brain helps these messages to move quick and accurate to the right parts of the body. So we can kind of think of it as electrical wires. So usually electrical wires have insulation around them. When the wire is damaged, it might not work to get the electricity where it needs to go. So when the white matter in the brain and around the nerves are damaged, like in leukodystrophy, the messages move slower, and sometimes the messages don't get sent out at all. So this can affect things like movement, so like walking and sitting up. It can affect eating, communication like talking and speech, vision like blurred vision. They can have eye pain, double vision, some hearing difficulties, and someone's behavior can be affected in things like that. It can even cause things like pain, growth difficulties, fatigue, and muscle tightness is a big one of them. And I do want to throw this in there about newborn screening. I know how important this is to Katie, so I wanted to get this in there. There is no treatment for MLD, but recently gene therapy was approved by the FDA. And what this does is it helps slow the progression of MLD. So the caveat to using gene therapy is it needs to be started before the symptoms show themselves. And that's really hard to do, because usually as a kid, you find out you have MLD because those symptoms show up. So this leads us into newborn screenings, which are really important. So usually newborn screenings, there's a whole panel of screenings that on day 1 to 2 after you're born, you get all these screenings done to detect different diseases and things. So Iowa currently does not have MLD on the screening thing. And Katie and I have actually been talking about this for a couple years. So hopefully in the future we can get this on there. But So in short, each state has different rules of what they have on the newborn screenings for a different number of conditions. It's a very complex system to get a new condition added, but Iowa has passed some recent legislation, and it is expected that MLD might be added in the next few years. So there is three other states, though, that we know of that have it on there, so its impact is huge, and we'd love to see Iowa become a leader in newborn screenings for this.
Absolutely. We're speaking with Lisa Welter, joining us on behalf of Katie Brinks and the Katie Inks and the Ink family, and especially young B-man here, Brady. And we're leading into, of course, the big fundraiser that is coming up later this afternoon. Lisa, could you shed some light on that?
Yes. So today is the day. So there will be a fundraiser. It'll take place at the New Hampton Farmers Market, and that's on the corner of Main Street and Chestnut, for those of you who don't kind of know where that's at. Food will be supplied through Melissa Lee Reichs Foundation, and that will be served from 4 to 6 p.m. tonight. They're going to have brats, pulled pork, and Moo Mobile Shakes. And then there's also going to be pumpkins that were grown by Andrea Colbert, and with the help of the New Hampton cross country team, and I think those are going to be sold, I believe, till 7. There is a limited number of B-Man stickers available that were donated by On Track Signs, so you can get those stickers and stick them on your laptop or water bottle or wherever to help show your support to the family.
Very good, very good. And, of course, we have that information posted on our community calendar at 951thebull.com. Lisa, any other information we need to know about the fundraiser or anything related as we go into the afternoon here?
I do. The Ike family wanted me to express how grateful, thankful, overwhelmed, blown away, and speechless their family is for the community support, not just this week, but over the last 2 years. They just can't even say how important the community support has been to them to help them stay strong and make sure that Brady has everything he needs. So huge thank you to everyone.
And, of course, a big thank you to you as well, Lisa, and to Katie as well for bringing this to everybody's attention here in the community. And we look forward to a huge turnout this afternoon at the New Hampton Farmers Market with the Ike Family Fundraiser. So, Lisa, I do thank you again for joining us here on the Morning Roundup. Much appreciated.
Thank you.
You bet. Lisa Welter on behalf of the Ike Family Fundraiser coming up this afternoon. Let's help out B-Man here, Brady, with the cause here in New Hampton. We have that information again posted at 951thebull.com. Our community conversation brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center, fcmc.us.com.